Looks like the hotel Wi-Fi is a little better today. Part one was just uploading pretty good. So you might start seeing these pop up on Twitter before I'm finished. Yeah, I saw Charlie Murder. It's turning out great. I talked to James Silva of Scott Studios. And I told him how much Frank and I both really like their games. I also asked him if he'd be interested in being interviewed on our show. He was open to it. We swapped business cards. So, yeah, I'll get back to him once I get home. But that was pretty cool. I got to tell Matthew Nordhaus, project lead on Rock Band Blitz, that I liked Blitz. Got to tell James Silva that I liked his games. Later in the day, I told Paul and Storm that I loved Learning Town. And what else did I see down there? I saw Tearaway, which was the new Vita game by Media Molecule. That looked pretty cool, although they weren't showing much, and none of it on an actual Vita, nothing playable. But their booth was all construction paper and stuff. It looked pretty neat. Looked like it took a while. I just didn't play nearly as much as last year. Yes. Having one less day on the floor, and I didn't have too many particular titles that interested me. I did see the new DuckTales remaster. I didn't play it because there was a big line over at Capcom, but it looks pretty cool. I don't really have an affinity for the original. I never played it. But, looks good, from what I saw, anyway. By the way, on Charlie Murder, he said, the game's, quote-unquote, months away, and it'll probably be out this year. Who knows? Maybe Summer of Arcade? I don't know. Who knows? But, yeah, Charlie Murder, really good. At one point I actually traded cough drops with Aaron Trites from Harmonix. He said he was a bit under weather and tweeted a pic of a bag of mint Halls. I said I had cherry. So when I passed by the Microsoft booth, handed him a couple cherries, he handed me a couple mints. Yeah, he's a really nice guy, Aaron Trites. No matter what Pope says. and I bought some games, which, mostly NES. Let me just... I also got a couple of the vinyl pop figures from Plants vs. Zombies. I got the pea shooter and the disco zombie. Games I got. F1 Race for Game Boy for $1. Ice Hockey for NES for $1. Hogan's Alley for NES, $3. Pro Wrestling for NES, $5. For $6, Ivan Iron Man Stewart Super Off-Road, also for NES. Mock Rider, $3. TNC Surf Machine, TNC Surf Design, $3. Punch-Out, $10. Mario 2, I think that was $10.